talk together. Kevin Sitt here with the OIE. We've got a great group tonight, lawmakers and kids and lots of great animals as well. You are very proud, I know, of this organization and of OIE.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a strong supporter of everything agriculture in Oklahoma, and FFA and the OIE is kind of the biggest livestock show in the country for young people. The discipline, the hard work, the thing this teaches young people, I've just been more and more impressed. And these are the people that are going to be our future. And I want to hire these type of people. I know businesses are looking to hire people that have this on their resume. And so it's just kind of our way of life in Oklahoma. Nobody's going to take it from us while I'm governor. And I'm excited to be here in my support with all these young people.
You were in this arena about 60 days ago or so. Cattlemen's Congress, great success.
Oh, it was huge. You know, I used some of my governor's closing fund to attract Cattlemen's Congress from Denver, Colorado, to a state that told them they can't have their show up there. And we said, hey, come to Oklahoma, we're open. And you know what? It was 17 days of hotels being filled, restaurants being filled. It's one of the reasons we have a budget surplus this year, and other states are facing budget deficits. And so we believe in protecting folks in Oklahoma. We also believe in freedom. We also believe in giving people personal responsibility and the right to earn a paycheck, the right to our way of life. And so we're just excited to be here. Cattlemen's Congress, I think, will move here now full time. It's a huge deal for our state, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
These the National Breed Association's voting with their dollars and their desire to be here. That's good news for us.
It's great news. I mean, I'm thinking that we're going to get them full time to come to Oklahoma, as well as other agricultural based companies that are seeing the attack on their way of life. I've talked to several CEOs. I said, listen, it's time that we start living and moving to states that support our way of life instead of attacking our way of life. And so I think the message is getting through. Our Commerce Department's never been busier with companies wanting to move to Oklahoma. They're tired of these states telling them how to live their life.